We're going to start the meeting tonight with the opening prayer led by Pastor Ken Herberg, Owosso Assembly of God. Pastor.
Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for the freedom that we have to come into a place like this where citizens can express their views and we can have elected members of the community make decisions for us. We pray, God, for the board tonight, God, that you will give them wisdom and give them your counsel. We pray that the decisions they make will be right and fair. And we ask these things in your name. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. The Pledge of the Allegiance tonight will be led by Pastor Bill Mole.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This brings us to the roll call. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Mayor Teich.
Here.
Sorry. Pro Tem Haber.
Here.
Councilmember Fear.
Here.
Ludington.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Osmer.
Here.
Owens.
Here.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. This brings us to the approval of the agenda.
Make a motion to approve.
Support.
I have a motion to support. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. The agenda is approved. This brings us to the approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of December the 1st, 2025.
Motion to approve.
Support.
I have a motion to support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. The minutes of the regular meeting of December the 1st, 2025 are approved. This brings us to proclamations, special presentations, which we have none. This brings us to public hearings, in which we have none. This brings us to our first citizen comments, in which each person wishing to address the City Council and the attending officials shall be afforded up to 4 minutes duration during the first occasion and up to 3 minutes duration during the last occasion, provided for citizen comments and questions. When recognized, please give your name and address and direct your comments to the mayor. Anybody wishing to address the council at this time? Yes, Pastor.
Bill Mall, 1335 West North Street. And I just want to say Merry Christmas to each one of you and thank you for all that you do. We appreciate it. I know your job isn't always easy, but very appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor. Further comments tonight? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the council for council comments. Yes.
Just one short one. So if folks aren't aware, the St. John's United Church of Christ has been doing an overnight homeless emergency warming shelter. This has been a very, like, flying by the seat of their pants type situation. So they're in need of volunteers to staff it overnight and bring meals. So if you're interested in being able to help with that at all, or you know folks who have a lot of free time and want to help, just direct them to St. John's United Church of Christ of Owosso's Facebook page. Right now, this is pretty much the only option in Shiawassee County for our unhoused overnight with the really cold temperatures.
Thank you, Councilwoman.
Yep.
I have something.
Yep.
Always. Okay, so once again, reading it because forgetfulness. So the SLED library, the Little Free SLED library that everybody, 100% of people up here donated for, went live, and the city posted about it this afternoon. And I think that the Argus is going to be covering it in the paper, too. And so I just wanted to share something that kind of stuck with me throughout the day. It was basically like how immediately normal it felt to see a shared resource that people were going to enjoy. My thought was, of course this exists, and of course we share sleds, and of course kids shouldn't miss out on snow because someone didn't have one in their garage. So I think that this wasn't about sleds maybe at the root of it. It's actually pointing me at something deeper that we don't talk about very often, which is the difference between owning things and having access to them, and what that difference can mean for our community. So we live in a culture that yells at us loudly to buy it, own it, store it, and then protect it. And so we do it, and our garages and our basements are full of tools and equipment that we use once a year or once ever, and not because we're trying to be wasteful, but because we're trying to be prepared, and because, honestly, there usually aren't any other options. But what most of us actually want instead of ownership is usefulness, access at the moment that we need it. We don't want to own a ladder, we want to reach the roof that one time. We don't want to own a pressure washer, we want to clean the driveway in May. And we don't want to store sleds forever, we just wanted them on that one perfect snow day. So what the sled library is showing me is that we can choose to flip that script. Instead of 20 families each buying and storing a sled, we said, what if the community owns it together? And what if access replaces accumulation? What if sharing is the default and not the exception? So I think that this isn't just sweet, it's actually a design choice about what kind of civic character we can develop. And it also isn't hypothetical. It's already happening across Michigan. In Traverse City, the public library runs a library of things. So alongside books, residents can check out tools, equipment, instruments, and creative gear with their library card. It's normal, it's trusted, and it's also being used. In Grand Rapids, neighborhoods are operating tool lending libraries, not as charity or handouts, but as shared resources that are maintained by and for the community. Across our state, libraries are hosting seed libraries in the spring, repair clinics, skill sharing events. All of these are resting on the same simple idea. We don't all need to own everything in order to live well. And what these examples show us, I think, is that this isn't radical. It's actually practical. And more importantly, it's human. And while our master plan guides where and how Owosso grows, the values that guide how we live together, things like shared stewardship, meaningful access, and mutual care, are just as important to getting that growth right. Because when we share resources, something powerful, I think, happens. We stop being isolated consumers, and we start participating in a shared system. Borrowing requires trust. Returning it builds accountability, and maintenance requires stewardship. So I think what's interesting is that we didn't used to call this anything. It wasn't a lending library or a program. It was just how neighbors showed up for each other. But somewhere along the way, for a lot of understandable reasons, we became more siloed. But staying siloed, I think, is a choice, and it's a choice we don't have to keep making. When we create shared systems that make borrowing normal again, we center mutual care instead of scarcity, and something important begins to shift. Suddenly, people aren't just using things, they're connected to each other. And I think that that matters right now more than ever because we're in a moment where costs are high, storage space is limited, and many people are feeling very stretched thin, financially, emotionally, and socially. Shared access lowers barriers without lowering dignity. It allows people to fix instead of replace, to try instead of buy, to participate instead of feeling like opting out was their only option. And it's also sustainable, not just environmentally, but socially. Because when tools circulate instead of sitting idle, their value becomes realized. When skills are shared instead of siloed, knowledge also stays local. And when resources are communal, the community itself becomes more resilient. We got a glimpse of this during COVID, when supply chains faltered and access mattered more than ownership. Communities that could lean on each other, who had practiced leaning on each other, were far more better positioned to weather that disruption. So when I look at our very adorable little sled library, which I'm very proud of, all of us, good job, I don't just see winter fun. I'm actually seeing that it could be a different way of living together. The possibility of seasonal resource libraries, such as sleds in winter, yard tools in the spring, event gear maybe in the summer. Sorry, is it okay if I keep... I'm almost finished.
The last person, public speaker, I said 10.
Oh, okay. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, you're done.
So I'm like, oh. So
if that was the case, 4 minutes was up a long time.
Long time ago. Sorry, you guys. Sorry, I read slow because I'm trying to make it make sense.
That's okay. That's okay.
Okay, so I see tool lending hubs that connect our libraries and our neighborhood centers, maybe pop-up repair days where people learn to fix instead of discarding. Partnerships maybe with schools, tradespeople, and local organizations who already have the skills and equipment and just need the structure that would make sharing easy. And I'll add one last thought. None of us up here are here forever. We're on council for a season in our lives. Our terms will end, new people will come in, and that's how it should be. But I'd argue that our role here isn't just to respond to what comes in front of us. It's also to plant things that can outlast us. If shared access, trust, stewardship, and community-mindedness are values that we name and model now, they can quietly shape decisions years from now. So the questions that we teach ourselves to ask and the lens that we use to see the full field I think can help make Owosso stronger long after we leave the dais. To me, community doesn't look like a collection of locked garages filled with rarely used stuff. It's where we share, what we care for, and what we organize together. So I would, that was my thought for tonight.
Thank you, Councilwoman.
Thanks.
Thank you. Further comments? Seeing none, this brings us to the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Support.
I have a motion of support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Osmer?
Yes.
Bolson?
Yes.
Ludington?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Mayor Tight?
Yes, the consent agenda is approved. This brings us to items of business, in which we have two tonight. And the first, we will need a motion to abstain Councilman Carl Ludington from the item of business regarding contract approvals.
Make a motion to abstain Councilman Ludington.
Support.
I have a motion and support.
Get out of here.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. Carl, Mr. Councilperson.
So, Mr. That was the first time I've ever been able to hear you whisper anything.
Did I whisper?
When you said, get out of here.
Oh. Sorry.
So it's working.
Yes.
It's okay. Working. Good test.
Dang it. Now I'm going to be more mindful.
I would be looking for a motion for contract approvals, Ludington Electric, Inc.
Make a motion to approve the contract.
Support.
I have a motion of support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you are ready.
Councilmember Fear?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Mayor Tight?
Yes, the contract approvals, Ludington Electric, Inc., is approved. Councilman Ludington.
Oh, wait, whoa.
He's like, nope,
he's
I'm
back.
Out of here.
Nathan.
He came in this order. It's musical theater night.
This is building a box.
This brings us to items of business number two, closed session. To consider holding closed session at the conclusion of the second session of council comments for the purpose of consulting with an attorney regarding trial of settlement strategy in connection with specific pending litigation. So I'd be looking for a motion.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to hold a closed session at the end of the meeting.
Support.
I have a motion and support. This would be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk, when you're ready.
Councilmember Ludington?
Yes.
Pro Tem Haber?
Yes.
Councilmember Olson?
Yes.
Fear?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Osmer?
Yes.
Mayor Tite?
Yes. Closed session is approved. This brings us to our second citizen comments, in which you'll have the affordability to address the council for up to 3 minutes. Is there anybody at this time that would like to address the council? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the city council for any comments. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Last week, to sort of piggyback off of the warming center comments that were made, last week I had a meeting with Pastor Beal of St. John's Church. And he introduced me to a couple gentlemen from Gratiot County who have experience being third-party organizers of community, not only warming center or shelters during the winter, but permanent shelters throughout the entire year. And so it was just a kickoff meeting. They wanted to meet me and put a name to the face, and Pastor Beal thought it best if he do the introduction. So we've started the conversation. They're very experienced, and they've been through some of the more mundane but challenging processes through communities regarding land use and zoning as far as the location of any permanent shelter. But I was encouraged, and you know, Pastor Beal, this is the second year he's helped kind of spearhead this. So he reassured me that we are going to be good for this year, but he's looking forward to kind of ramping it up and passing the torch, hopefully, to these two gentlemen from Gratiot County. The Gratiot County Hope House is where they're from. So we're talking about it. Just wanted to mention that.
Thank you, City Manager. Yes.
So this is just a short thanks to Elaine Greenway, because she put together a really nice Christmas party for the Wausau Historical Commission. That was my first time attending. It was really nice. Well done. I've just joined the commission, so I was there as a member, but also really as a guest, and it was a really well done event, and so I was really impressed. So,
yeah, thank you for your comments. I was there too, and I was here.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
We missed each other.
We must have missed each other. You came early, probably.
Yeah.
Yep. For the comments. Nope. Seeing none. Seeing none, that would bring us to the closed session. I would ask those attending to depart at this time. And if you want to stick around to have us come back from closed session, you are more than welcome.
Emily, you want to tell?
You're okay?
Yes.
Okay, well, are we back in open session?
We are back in open session.
Okay, so now I'd be looking for a motion to approve the
minutes.
And I need to do June it twice. 16th. The June 16th?
Mm-hmm. Make June a motion 16th. To approve the June 16th minutes.
Support.
I have a motion to support. This is a roll call vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. The minutes of June 16th, 2025 are approved. Now, what's the next date?
August 18th.
Thank
you. Motion to approve the minutes from August 18th.
Support.
Okay. Support. I have a motion. Support. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same. The minutes from August the 18th. Are approved.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Well, we're going to close this.
No, it's already closed.
It's already closed.
It's okay. Already closed.
Support.
Motion support. Yes. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the same.
No. We did it.
I want to say your son.
Did we get it all, Amy?
A little shaky there.